Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarech, today's daf is daf Gimel in Maseches Sota, which is the last daf of the second perek in, third perek, excuse me, of Maseches Sota. In fact, the perek concludes in the middle of Chav Gimel Amid Aleph, and the Mishnah we will start with on the bottom of Chav Beis Amid Beis. 10 lines from the bottom. Last Mishnah in the third perek. Reb Shimon Omer, Ein Schus Toila B'mayim Hamorim. Schus does not work with Mayim Hamorim. We discussed this opinion of Rabbi Shimon in the past. It appears on the Avav and on the Afchaf on the base, where Rabbi Shimon is of the opinion that the Mayim Hamorim work. And it doesn't matter whether the woman has a schus or not. And therefore, if she was Mazana, she will die. If she was not Mazana, then she will not. You are going to create big problems if you are of the opinion that it is dependent on the woman's other spiritual status. You are literally, mada means you are darkening the mayim hama'arim, you're making it look bad, and you are causing motzi shemra on the women who are okay. Why are you making the mayim hamarim look bad? Well, if a person knows that the woman's mezana and then the schus is tola, so then it looks like the mayim hamarim doesn't work. That's A. B is if a woman comes out and she's tahora and she doesn't die, so then they'll say, no, the reason she didn't die was because she had a schus. She'omras tmeya sein il shetola en schus. Rebbe disagrees. 7 lines on the bottom. Rebbe omar schus tola b'mayim hamarim ve'enu yuledes Ve'ena mishaveches el misnavne ve'oleches l'sof himesa ba'osa misa. Rebbe says there is a schus, but there is another way of indicating that she hasn't come out entirely free vis-a-vis the mayim hamarim, and that is that she ultimately will not be able to give birth. She will not. Else, if she has any health issues, will not improve mishabachas, and ultimately she will deteriorate and die of that death of a sota with her stomach falling out. The mission now begins a new topic, 4 lines from the bottom. Nitmeis minchasa achlo kitsha bekli. If the carbon mincha becomes tameh before it was put into a utensil. This was discussed in the Gemara earlier in a parallel type of way in the Mishnah on Chaf of an Aleph, what happens if she says that she is tameh. However, over here in our Gemara, in our Mishnah, excuse me, on 4 lines from the bottom of Chav Beis and Mabez, we discuss the carbon mincha becoming tameh. Nitmeis minchas ha-kidsha b'kli harei kechol ha-menachos v'tift. If the carbon mincha becomes tameh, so then in such a case, then it is redeemed like all other carbon minchas that have become tameh prior to kidesh b'kli. Vim b'shekidsha b'kli, but if it's already been put into a keli, harei kechol ha-menachos v'tisarev, then in such a case, it is burnt. Ve'elu sheminchasein nisrafos. And these are the cases where the carbon mincha is going to be burnt. This halacha, about when it is burnt, we discussed earlier on Vav Amabez, and now we actually have the Mishnah itself. Ha'omeres tameh anilach. A woman says that she is tameh to her husband, v'shebolo edim she tameya. So then in such a case, let's start first with tameya anilach. If a woman says that she's tamei, and the carbon mincha has already been put into a kli, so in such a case, then there's no need for the mayim hamarim. The Gemara questions according to different opinions on the vav mebeis, but this is the opinion of our Mishnah. Kama. V'shebolo edim she tameya. And if Adam come along and say that she is tameya. Va'omeres eini shaisa. And a woman who says that she does not want to drink, so then in such a case as well, all of those cases, the carbon mincha is no longer brought because the mayim hamarim is not going to be brought, and then the carbon mincha is brought like all instances where you have kachim that has been put into a kli shareis and no longer has a purpose. V'shabai leinu ratzeh lashkosa, or her husband doesn't want her to drink the mayim hamarim. V'shabai lebala b'derech. Or the Gemara had told us earlier on daf zayin amid aleph that we warn the woman, according to Tosas on daf chav ches amid aleph, this is a warning for her not to be over in Isra Seh, that her and the husband, that they shouldn't live with each other once kinui and stira has taken place. And according to Rashi, we warn her in order that she should not come to mess up the prasa mesota, because once they have relations, bottom line is the mayav hamarim does not work. V'chol, hanesuas l'kohanim, minchosei nisrafas. And also, any woman that is married to a kohen, so then in such a case, there isn't a carbon mincha that's going to... The Gemara will explain, right now it's not clear to us why the halach is this way, but the Gemara will explain why kohanim, a woman that's married to a kohen, is different. Without understanding it, let's wait for the Gemara. Let's continue on in the Mishnah, six lines from the bottom. We will get to it, Bezer Hashem, in today's Gemara. Bas Yisrael, sheniseis l'kohen, a Bas Yisrael that's married to a kohen, minchasa nisrefes. Her kar mincha is also burnt, as we will see later on. V'kohenes, sheniseis l'Yisrael, minchasa necheles. But if a kohenes is married to Yisrael, then the carbon mincha is eaten. The rule of thumb is going to be that if her husband is a kohen, then automatically the carbon mincha is not eaten by the kohen. Ma bein kohen lekohenes. What are some of the differences between a woman who is married to a kohen, a kohenes, and a kohen? Minchas kohenes necheles. A kohenes who is an alleged sota, or the Tveris Sion adds, a woman who was originally a chayiv to bring a carbon mincha, and afterwards she married a kohen, also that woman as well, the halacha, as we saw above in the Mishnah, that's what the chidush of this case is, that the minchas kohenes, the halacha is necheles. Or minchas kohen eino necheles. But the mincha of a kohen is not necha. Rashi here explains the dichotomy that applies to so many of the carbon minchas that we spoke about before as well. And Rashi says in the Ramaslam and Chasen Echel, the kol minchas kohen kalil tiya lo sochel. So, but anything that is in minchas kohen, the halacha is that it's not supposed to be eaten to the kohen. However, Rashi explains, avo kohenes hanesulis Yisrael necheles. But a minchas kohenes, in other words, if you have a woman whose father is a kohen, but she's married to Yisrael, that gzeres hakosav, kalil tiya lo teachel, does not apply to her mincha. The Mishnah continues to give other chilukim between the halacha of a kohenes and the halacha of a kohen. Kohenes mischalalas continues the Mishnah 10 lines from the top. A kohenes can become a chalala if she has relations with a posel, someone that's prohibited for her to live with. She will become prohibited from eating truma and will no longer pass on the kahuna gene to her children to do avoda. V'kohen ein nischala. But if a kohen chas v'chalila over the yisr, let's say he marries a grusha or a zona, so then in such a case he can still be a kohen. This is an important chiluk to know. Kohenes mitama l'meisim. Another distinction between the two is a kohenes can be mitame to dead people, and we know v'ein kohen mitame l'meisim. But kohen cannot be mitame l'meisim. Kohen oichel b'kotche kotchim. A kohen can eat kotche kotchim. V'ein kohenes ocheles b'kotche kotchim. A kohen can eat kotche kodashim. What exactly is kotche kodashim? Rashi spells out karben chatos, asham, and mincha. All of them are only a kohen is allowed to eat. However, a kohenes, even though she's allowed to eat kachim kalim, she would not be allowed to eat kachay kachim. Other halachos. Ma bein ish li'isha. Now that we've differentiated men and women vis-a-vis kohanim, let's talk about the differences between men and women even in regards to Yisrael. Ha ish, poireya upoirim. Ve'ein ha ish, poiras. We're talking about when it comes to Nigaim, that the Torah tells us that he is supposed to, a Masorah is supposed to shave his head and tear his clothing. That only applies to men. It does not apply to women. Ha'ish madir es b'nazir, ve'ein ha'isha maderes b'na b'nazir. A father can make a neder that his son be a nazir, however, a woman cannot do that. Ha'ish migalech al naziras aviv, ve'ein ha'isha migaleches al naziras aviyah. A man will shave on the nazirus of his father. This is a fascinating halacha, and that is, as Rashi spells out, when a nazir, someone who promised to be a nazir, dies, and he had set aside a karban, and he did not have the opportunity to bring the karban, so then his son, who is a nazir, will shave, as a nazir does at the end of his malaos, and bring the karbanos that his father had donated. Ve'eino isha migalachas on the nazirus of Yah. However, a woman will not do giluach on the nazirus of her father. Continues the Gemara, another distinction between the two. Ha'ish mekadesh es bito, a father can marry off his daughter min ha-Torah. The Torah tells us, es biti nasati le'ish hazeh, the Torah describes in Parshas Kisese that a man describes giving over. There it's in the parsha of Motzi Shemra, giving over his daughter to a man, and there it's clearly talking about a ketana. So there's a biblical source, as the Gemara in Kedushin on Dav Gimel Amabez learns, for a man to marry off his daughter. Obviously, that was only Bizmanam. A woman does not marry off her daughter. Ha'ish meicher es bito. Again, that's also a pasuk in the Torah. V'chiim karish es bito la'ama. He could sell his daughter to be a maidservant. Ve'ein ha'ishim ocheres es bito. Ha'ish niskal arum. A man is killed not wearing clothes. Ve'ein ha'isha niskal es aruma. If you recall, the Gemara earlier discussed this, that there were a few different opinions in the Mishnah on Dav Zayin Amud Aleph, as well as the Gemara on Ches Amud Aleph, exactly how the isha was taken out vis-a-vis a sota. Now we're discussing in regards to other types of Mises Bezdin, and then the rule of thumb is Eina Isha Niskel Saruma. Ha'ish Nisle Ve'en Isha Nisles. A woman is not hung after the Mises Bezdin, but a man is hung V'chol Am Yishmu V'yiro to learn from his mistake. Ha'ish Nimkar B'gnei Vasa Ve'en Isha Nimkar B'gnei Vasa. If a woman stole, she would not be sold as a slave. However, a man who steals is sold as a slave. So our Mishnah starts off discussing some of the difference between a woman who's a Kohenes, who's a Sota, versus Yisraelis. And then the Mishnah then begins to discuss the differences between a Kohenes and a Yisraelis. And finally then, to differentiate between the halachos of a man and a woman. The Gemara continues on Chav Gimel Amud Aleph, about 12 lines from the bottom, we begin the Gemara on our Mishnah. Tana Rabbanan, we learned in a Braisa, just like in our Mishnah, Kol Asudas LeKuhuna Min Chosei Nisrafos. Whoever is married to the Kuhuna, the Mincha is not eaten. Ketzat, what exactly is that case that we learned also in our Mishnah? Kohenes Leviya v'Yisraelis Shaniseis l'Kohen. If you have a Kohen, a Leviya, or a Yisraelis that's married to a Kohen, Ein Minchas Nechelas, her Karban Mincha is not eaten, Mepnei Sheyesh Lo Chelek Bo. Because he would, in theory, be entitled to the Karban Mincha. Ve'eina Ola Kolil, Mepnei Sheyesh Lo Chelek Bo. And it doesn't go up entirely because she has a Chelek inside of it. Let's explain. We learned in our Mishnah that the rule of thumb is, as Xeris HaKosov, that Rashi explained 5 lines from the top, that a Kohen's Karban Mincha is not to be eaten by other Kohanim. The Pasuk says, Kol Minchas Kohen Kalil Tiyeh Lo Seyachel. So here we have Kalil Tiyeh Lo Seyachel. That tells us that a Kohen's Mincha is not to be brought. What about the following phenomenon? A woman who is bringing a Mincha Sota, now, if her husband is a Kohen, he's also connected to the Karban. How is he connected to the Karban? Because he is Makriv Mishelo. He brings that which is his. So since he's makriv mishalo, the halacha is that his carbon she brings what is his, so therefore his carbon mincha is not to be eaten, and what she is bringing is not shayich to the kohanim because it's related to a kohen's as well. However, at the same time, ve'ena ola kolul v'pneishyesh lachelikpa. But from the perspective of the woman, this is the case of a minchas kohenes. Now, minchas kohenes is eaten by the other kohanim, so it's not supposed to be brought up entirely as one. Because the only time a carbon mincha is brought up as one integral unit is when it is a minchas kohen. But this is also a minchas kohen. It's Ella, says the Gemara, HaKometz karev ba'atzmo, v'ashirayim kreven ba'atzmo. The kometz is brought by itself, and the shirayim are brought by itself. Hikri kan. And that's what kreven ba'atzmo, period, asks Gemara. Is that going to be fine? Ikri kan. We have the following violation. Kol shuhu mimenu li'ishim harehu bebal taktiru. This is a cloud in the Gemara in Yuma and in Zvachim on Ayin Vav and Menaches on Nun Ches, where the Gemara has a rule that, simply put, the halacha here is that there is an iser to be makdir the shirayim of the karbon. And that is, you're only supposed to be makdir the kometz. You're not supposed to be makdir the leftover. And over here, we're arguing that everything is going to be... So the Gemara has a strong question on Chav Gimel Amid Aleph, but at the end of the day, how could you possibly say that both the kometz and the shirayim are going to be brought up on the Mizbeach, one from the husband's side and one as a kohen, one from the woman's side? At the end of the day, then it will be in violation of Kol Shu Mimenu Li'ishim Harehu Bebal Taktiru. So that's the Gemara's argument on Chav Gimel Amid Aleph, 7 lines from the bottom. Answers the Gemara, Amar of Yehuda Brevi Rishua Pazi, Demaskula L'Shum Eitzim Kerebi Eliezer. It's being brought up as Eitzim. Eitzim are being looked at as wood. If the halacha is that the shirayim are supposed to be eaten, so then we look at the shirayim as wood. And this is the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer, that's possible to look at part of the shirayim, part of the karbon that's brought on the Mizbeach as wood. Hence, if that would be so then one would not be in violation of Kol Shum Yemenu L'Ishim Harei B'Bal Taktiru, that everything was brought up on the Mizbeach. The Tanya, as we learned in a Braisa, what does the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer, a fascinating machlokus. Rashi spells this out in Dibri Amaskel Rabbi Eliezer, that in the case of where you have the limbs of a carbon chatas and the limbs of a carbon ola that are mixed up together, Rabbi Eliezer's opinion is that you could put the carbon chatas, all of it, on the Mizbeach, even though the halacha, of course, that the evarim of the carbon chatas are supposed to be eaten, and the ola is entirely brought, and that would be a violation. If this would be a carbon chatas, it would be a violation of koshim menu la'ishim. Nevertheless, the halacha is that one is allowed to bring all of it up, because Rabbi Eliezer says that you could view that those limbs that might possibly be from a carbon chatas that should not be brought as simply wood. So that would exactly work over here as well. That when it comes to these, the kmitza and the shirayim, so vis-a-vis the kmitza is done. We don't look at the shirayim as also being brought up as a haktara because of the kohen. But from the perspective of the kohen, the wife, the sota, we look at these shirayim as being eitzim. The same Rebbe Lezer Oimer, the Gemara continues, v'reach nichach, in regards to the mixed up, evare chatos and evare ola. So we say, yatamala, avalatamaleu l'shum eitzim. You're not allowed to bring up the evarma, the chatos, it has to be a reach nichoach. However, you could bring it as eitzim. So that will answer the question. The problem is that that's only the opinion of Rebbe Eliezer over there in Zvachim on Ayin Zayin Amid Aleph. The opinion of the Rabbanon is not that way. You cannot use this loophole and view it as if it's Eitzim. The Rabbanon say, Evarechatos shenizarvu Bevariola. This is all spelled out in Rashi, Dibur Masel, Kirabi Eliezer. The Rabbanim say the halacha is that it needs to be burnt, taken lebeis hasreifa, not brought up on the mizbech. So it continues the Gemara, four lines from the bottom. El Rabbanim, the less lies for my amalei. So what are you going to do according to Rabbanon? How are you going to explain the halacha in this Mishnah and this Braisa that we learned four lines into the Gemara in Chav Gimel Amid Aleph that said that both the Kmitza and the Shiraim are brought Ela Koimitz Karev Batzman Bashiraim Kraven Laatzman. How do you explain that halacha? Says the Gemara, Da Avilu Karev Lazar Mishim. The Sanya Rav Lazar Mishim and HaKoimitz Karev Batzman Vashiraim Mispazrim Al Beis Hadeshim. The opinion of Lazar Rav Shimon is that one is allowed to have a phenomenon which both the carbon komets is not eaten as well as the shirayim. And there we see Rabbi Lazar Rav Shimon does not have the whole drasha of koshum imenu leishim harehu bebal takfiru. There isn't the violation of bringing a komet, and they're not eating anything from the carbon. What is that case? So Rashi, again, Kedarko B'Kosh spells out beautifully in Rabbi Elazar Rav Shimon, that's only about a case of a minchas chote of a kohen. So there, let's say, for example, if the kohen does the avoda bituma, so then, and he brings a carbon mincha, so there, Rabbi Elazar Rav Shimon says that the halacha is you do kmitza, and the shirayim don't have to be brought. They are mispazrim al beis hadeshim. And Rabbi Eliezer, Reb Shimon, is not worried about the fact that kol shimenu le'ishim. And therefore, the Braisa says, the sign Reb Lazar Reb Shimon oimer hakoymitz krav ba'asmoy, v'ashirayim mispazrim al beis hadeshim. That when we're talking about the minchas chote kohen, when he becomes tamei b'migdash, so then even though he already brought the kmitza, and he won't be able to eat from the carbon, the mincha, because he is a kohen. Nevertheless, we're not worried about offering up the kmitza, so then one can be mefazer al beis hadeshen. You could spread it out on the beis hadeshen. So we see over there, it's possible to have a phenomenon where the kmitza is brought, and there is no problem with kol shehu mimenu leishim. The way the Tosfos Shatz understands on the bottom line of our Gemara is that Rabbi Eliezer is of the opinion that we don't hold of kol shehu mimenu leishim, and therefore there's no problem of being mispazer. Now the Rabbanon disagree with Rabbi Elazar Rav Shimon over there, as Rashi spells out on the bottom of the Amud, and the Gemara continues on the top of Chav Gimel Amud Beis. Vafil Rabbanon lo pli yolad Rabbi Elazar Rav Shimon elba minchas choyte shel koyhanim dibas hakrovahi. And the Rabbanon don't disagree with Elazar Rav Shimon, except for a case of a minchas choyte of kahanim. There, it's possible to bring avol baha afilu Rabbanon moide. Rashi explains that the Rabbanon hold that there's no need for kmitza, because just like the halacha is that when it comes to a nedava of a kohen, there's no kmitza, so too when it comes to a minchas chote, there also is no kmitza. However, the halacha would be in other cases, like our instance where we have the wife of a kohen, so there in such a case, then the Rabbanon would not be worried about kol shimenu. There, they would be moda that it would be possibly mispazrin, and we're not worried about the fact that nothing has been eaten, and ultimately we could create this phenomenon where you have a komets that's brought, and the rest is not eaten. The Gemara continues four lines from the top, commenting on the Mishnah that says, on Chav Gimel Amud Aleph. Let's review that Mishnah. Bas Yisrael Shenises LeKohen Minchaso Nisrefes. If a Bas Yisrael is a Sota and she's married to a Kohen, then the Karb Mincha is burnt. VeKohena Shenises LeYisrael Minchaso Necheles. But if the woman comes from the house of Kuna, but her husband is a Yisrael, so in such a case the Karb Mincha is then eaten. What's the difference between the two? So when it comes to a Kohen, as the Gemara is about to bring out, a Kohen Karban Mincha is burnt. And since she's married to the Kohen and the Mincha is bought from his possessions, so then in such a case, the Karban Mincha as well is going to be burnt. That's what the Gemara says, four lines from the Tabach of Gemara Beis. My time. Xeris HaKosov applies to that which belongs to a Kohen. Someone who is the daughter of a Kohen, a Kohenes, that does not apply to her. Seven lines from the top. Kohenes mischalelos. Kohen ein mischalel. The Mishnah had continued to bring out some difference between a Kohen versus a female Kohen. And one of the differences are a Kohenes, that's Mizanes, she's mischalelos, and in such a case, her offspring can no longer do avoda, as well as the fact that she is not supposed to marry a kohen. The Torah tells us in Parshas Emor, v'hu, that this kohen, zayne v'chalola, yikachu, he should not take a chalola. But a kohen ain't mischal. What happens if a kohen has an inappropriate relationship? Let's say, for example, he marries a grusha. So then in such a case, he is not mischal. Menolan, how do we know? Stamakra, v'yichal zorebamav, zari mischalo, v'hu, einoi mischalo. Nine lines from the top. Kohenes mitamo. We had learned from our Mishnah that a Kohenes is allowed to make herself tame. My time, the Gemara now will quote from the Psukim that we made reference to for the same Parshan Emor. Amar Kra, the famous beginning of Parshas Emor. Emor ala Kohenim b'nei Aron. B'nei Aron v'loi b'nei Aron. If I'm not mistaken, this is as well quoted by Rashi ala Teira. The Gemara continues, Kohen oichel b'kodesh kadoshim. A kohen can eat kachay kadoshim, but a kohenes cannot. The siv calls zachar v'nei aron yoichlenu. The Mishnah had also said uma bein ish liish. So, what are some of the differences between also men and women? One of the differences in regards to mitzvah. Ha ish pireya ufoyrim. A man does is pireya and foyrim. Says the Gemara, Tana Rabbanan, ish by mitzvah. So he cuts his hair as well as he tears his begadim. Eli ela ish isha minai kishoi mevatzu hashabaya reikan shnayim imkam maltam lari ish le'inyin shelamata ish pireya. The pasuk says ish saruah hu tamei yitamenu hakoyim b'roi shoy nig'oi, and that's coming to tell us that later on it applies specifically, these halachas apply specifically to an ish. A woman can become a mitzayra and have the halachas of Tumah, but she will not have the halachas of Priya and Prima. Ha'ish maderes b'noi b'nazir ve'inu ish maderes b'namazir. A man could make his young son under bar mitzvah a nazir. Am Rabbi Yochanan halachi b'nazir. That's halacha Moshe Misinai. One of my great marbeim used to stump the Talmidim. One of the reasons that it stumped the Talmidim is because of this confusion, halacha ibn nazir, that there's halacha l'moshe misinai, that when it comes to a nazir, a father can make his child a nazir and not a mother. However, my great Rebbe, Rav Shechter Shlita, used to ask, can a woman be a nazir? It was one of his famous questions getting into a kollel in the yeshiva, and guys would get confused. To be danim l'kav schus, could be they got confused because of this gemara, that a mother cannot make her child a nazir, halacha l'moshe misinai. But the answer to the question whether a woman could become a nazir, he said, is of a fairish apostle. Perek vav pasuk beis in parashas nasai, da'abra b'nei so martlem, isha isha ki afli nanedar, nazir l'hazir l'ashem. I think Rav Shechter was driving home the point that always requires chizuk, that no matter how well a person is learning, and if he's going into kollel and so on and so forth, it's important for him to know Tanakh very well, because a lot of halachas are mefurish in the psukim. Every once in a while, you got a halacha l'moshe misinai. So here you got a halacha l'moshe misinai, that when it comes to a father, he could make his son a nazir. There's a halacha l'moshe misinai that a mother would not. Continues the Gemara. We made reference to that when we learned the Mishnah, that it says that by the Motzi Shemra, that a woman can, makes no mention of a woman marrying off the door, but rather a father describes marrying off a daughter. This is also the Gemara in Kedusha Naf Gimel uses as well. As we spelled out in the Mishnah, that the Pasuk says in Parshas Mishpatim, describing a father selling his daughter. We also learn in the Mishnah, Ish Niskal Arum, a man is killed naked. The Torah tells us they will stone him. What does it mean? If we're going to say it means to preclude her, in his birthday suit, but it's coming to be that she, because of tznius reasons, as the Gemara in Sanhedrin develops, is not killed in the same manner. Gemara continues. Ha'ish nisla, a man is left to hang. My timer, Amar Krava, Salisa Isaiah, Allah 8, Isaiah, Allah Isaiah, precluding her. Ha'ishnim Karbignivasa, Ve'ein Ha'ishem Karasbignivasa, a man is sold for his stealings and not a woman. My timer also exerts a cause of Amar Krava, Nim Karbignivasa, Gnevasa, Gnevasa, the man is sold, it's said in the masculine, and not in the women, and not in the feminine, and that is, Be'ezer Hashem, the conclusion of Perek Shlishi Maseches Sota, Hadron Allah Haya Noita. Be'ezer Hashem, our first topic that emerges from Daf Chav Gimel Amud Aleph, it seems to be a straightforward halacha that emerges from our Mishnah, but has another component to it which makes for fascinating discussion is Man Hazeh. And that is the halacha that says that we know, it's a pasuk in the Torah, that a kohen is not supposed to be metame himself except for the shevet krovim. However, a girl who's a kohenes, or the wife of a kohen, the Mishnah says beferish, that they are metame lemesim. They can go to levayis, they can go to cemeteries. Open shat halacha, and this is how it's paskin in Shulchan Aruch, in Simin Shin Ayin Gimel Sifbeis. The language of the Mechaber is afilu bal mum muzim litame avochol v'kohenes mutarim litame. Straightforward, right? A wife of a kohen, nothing to worry about. A daughter of a kohen, they could be metame. The men and the boys, they're the ones who have to be careful. However, what happens about the following case? A kohenes, a wife of a kohen, is Baruch Hashem pregnant. She has possibly a baby boy inside. That might be an exception to the rule. That it could be that in such a case, according to some, it might be problematic for her to make herself tummy. What's that based on? Well, in Shinayin Gimel again, based on a Gemara in Maseches Yevamos and Daf Kuf Yudal, a very important Gemara, the Mechaber paskins that the halacha of a kohen being careful not to be metame herself does not only apply to the gedolim, rather lahazir alaktanim, as Rashi says ala Torah in the beginning of Parshas Emor. Amer al bnei Aaron, lahazir alaktanim, says the Mechaber, Shinayin Gimel Aleph, kishem shakoyim muzor shlo latamos, kach muzorim hagdolim alaktanim, the gedolim have to be careful as well. Comes along the Shach and says, if that halacha applies, they have to be careful with ketanim. So here we go. In Shinayin Aleph Aleph, he asks, what about in utero, taking a baby inside to a Beis HaKfaras? Shinayin Aleph, a very brief shach, Kosev HaRokeach, Simin Shin Samach Vav, Eishes Koyin Shemul Beres, Muteres Likones Bayal Ameis. It's permissible for her to go into Oel. Why? The Shach assumes fundamentally it should be a problem. What's the heter over here? A famous heter of Sfek Sveika. There's a double suffix. Sfek Sveika goes lekum, lekula. Suffix echad is lekum. The Sfek Sveiku, Shema Nefalu, a Shema Nekevuhu. That there are two reasons that this child, this youth, a fetus, might never end up being subject to this prohibition. Number one, it could be the fetus, God forbid, is dead. It won't live. And then even if it's living now, but if it's not going to live, it never is considered a bar kayama. Number two is, how do you know it's a boy altogether? Maybe it's a girl. So because of a svek sveka, the halacha is that it's going to be mutter. However, some have raised that it could very well be that today, this might not be enough of a heter. Because now, due to ultrasound, there are different customs and different approaches amongst both couples and traditions of whether one should find out the gender of the child. But there is such a possibility that you can find out. Certainly in the case of where the couple found out the gender of the child, so then in such a case, then there might be a serious issue over here as far as a woman kohenes being able to be metame. It would seem based on this that it would be better for a woman who is a Ashes Kohenes that does know, and even if there's a possibility that for her to know, maybe it's not called a safek, because what we refer to in halacha as a safek, she'efshar livrure. So for that reason, it could very well be, and this is what seems to be is the position of the Sefer Taharas Kohanim, that a woman should be machmir and not go for halachic reasons. There are some who don't go for to Beis HaKfaras pregnant as well, but to be careful not to be metame, and be careful not to go to Ohel HaMeis. Therefore, the Sefer Taharas Kohanim concludes. Obviously, this is not halacha l'maisa, but just to show how fascinating this shaila becomes, a rav should be consulted. Yesh morim sheyesh eishes kohen lelechas lebeis hacholam hanizim mituma ad kama she'efshar. That an eishes kohen who's pregnant should go to, if she has two hospitals to choose from, one that provides, here in Israel, there are some hospitals, Shari Tzedek, at a time, used to put up signs to indicate whether there was a mace inside the building, then better to go there than to go to another hospital. Of course, if there are issues in the medicine, it would be a totally different situation. Of course, once the woman gives birth, so then this halacha already applies to a little child, and therefore, presumably, if a Kohen and his wife could choose between two hospitals, and one has a Hirus for Tuma, then as brought down the Sefer Taharas Kohanim on page Nunches, it could very well be that they should choose the one that does not have Tumah. The second set of halachos are more basic set of halachos that are not as well known, and that is that we learned in our Mishnah, just we'll spell out these halachos as brought down in Shulchan Aruch and show how they apply today. And our Mishnah told us, Kohenes mischalalas v'koyen in mischalal, that a woman could become posel for kohuna, but a kohen cannot become posel. In Shulchan Aruch and Simen Zayin, Sif Yud Beis, and these halachos, unfortunately, sometimes even in tragic ways, still apply bizman hazeh, spells out who is a woman that is a chalala who would be prohibited to marry a kohen. Let's read the Shulchan Aruch together, as we like to do in the halacha section. A zui chalala zayin yud beis, zu shenolda me isurei kohuna. A chalala is a woman who was born from isurei kohuna. Kegon kohen hedyet shebala zayna. If a kohen hedyet had relations with a zayna, oy ala grusha, fe kohen gadol shebalein, o almana, oy shenasa bu'ula, uba'ala, fe kohen gadol had relations, hare elu nischalu la'olam. These people are prohibited forever. Im holed vimena, and if there is a child of this relationship, bein zeshechila bein achar havlad bein shuzach ben shenukeva chalal, the child is considered a chal or a chalala. Vehi atzman is chalal bibiyaso, and also a kohen that comes onto these people, they become chalalim as well. So a woman who is a product of such a prohibited relationship of a kohen, a daughter of a kohen that married a zona, so then in such a case she would be called a chalala and she would not be allowed to be married. The offspring would not be able to. We have other examples of women who are considered chalala, or other women that are usher to a kohen. That is found in Simin Vav, Halacha Aleph. Kohen usher min ha'Torah b'grusha zona v'chalala. So we spelled out what a chalala was. He's also not allowed to marry a divorcee as well as a zayna. What qualifies as a zayna? So that the Mechaber spells out in Simin Vav Sifchet. Ezehu He's Zayna. Who is a Zayna? Kol She'ena Bas Yisrael. That means, Rabbosai, every convert who's converted, a woman who's converted above the age of 3, has a din Zayna and cannot marry a Kohen. A Bas Yisrael Shenev Elas, the Adam She'es Ruli Nasei Loi. Yisrael Shav L'chol. Or a Bas Yisrael who had gotten married to someone who it's prohibited for her to. For example, the Nosei Kalim spell out over there, a Jewish woman that had relations with an Essene or a Mamzer. So these are some of the basic women that are Aser. A Zayna to a Kohen. A Zayna, a Chalala, we spelled out that the Chalala is the prohibitive offspring, as well as a Grusha. This comes up often in terms of the following. First of all, a woman who is a Gioras, she will not be able to marry a Kohen. And if she marries a Kohen, then that is an Iser Daraisa. Soloveitchik liked to may be the wrong word, but if Soloveitchik would tell as an example of the notion that when there is a rabbinic will, there is a halachic way, is absolutely ridiculous. He said, because it's not true. He remembers once a woman was a convert. She encouraged her husband to look into his roots, and then they went to the cemetery and they visited and saw that the fellow's ancestors were a Kohen. Maybe they were dating before and they hadn't been married yet. So Soloveitchik had said that there the heart wants to say that she's Muteris. She's the one who brought him closer to Yadus. But we have Xeris HaKosov as covered for the Shevet Kuhuna that a Gioras would be prohibited. Another halacha ma'aser shaila, which of course we're not going to delve into, but just to allude, is the hagdara of a zona is something that's vague and unclear in our presentation up until now. Unfortunately, in many situations today, which we would not consider socially a woman, God forbid, being a harlot, being a prostitute, but nevertheless, unfortunately, in the status of the world today, where there is a lot of znus, a woman who did not come from a traditional background, a shaila should be asked if she's muteres to a kohen. Be'ezer Hashem, we now conclude the third parak.